Welcome to your daily devotional, August 30th. Deceived by pride of heart. Obadiah, chapter 1, in verse 3. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high. You who say in your heart, "Who will bring me down to the ground?" This verse speaks to the attitude of those individuals who have the same mind as the devil, of whom it is written, "If you have said in your heart, 'I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.'" He thought that a fall would never happen to him, but Satan fell like lightning from heaven. People can get full of the pride of self-righteousness and drunk on power and authority. Lest your mind immediately begin to focus on certain other folks, near to or distant from you, consider that this can happen to you. It is a temptation for the sinner who gets away with a little iniquity to think that the Lord will never catch up to him or her. How many criminals are in the ACI because they had initial, quote-unquote, success in criminal enterprise or actions and thought they were too, quote-unquote, good to get caught? Friend, do not think yourself any better than any other sinner. Instead, admit with Paul that you too are the chief of sinners and keep a low habitation and low estimation of yourself compared to Christ. You have always needed the Savior, and you need Him today. God will let you build your little treehouse up in the clefts of the rock, but the higher you build and the more invincible you think you are, the harder will be your fall. Be sure your sin will find you out, whether in thought, in deed, or done in the dead of night when you think nobody is watching and nobody knows. How many esteemed high in the world and even the church have fallen? For they said in their hearts, "Who will bring me down to the ground?" Confess any secret sins and hidden pride to God. Cease its practice, that it may never be said of you, "He or she has joined the ranks of the disgraced."